but there's one story that I want to bring to your attention, and that refers to a singing priest. And we've been sent emails about a YouTube clip that is doing the rounds. It has clocked over 100,000 views. The video is of a priest who sings an impromptu version of Hallelujah. Goodness, Father Ray Kelly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Well, congratulations. You've just won X Factor from the Vatican.
Oh, sure. I'm delighted.
Let's call it V Factor for today.
That's okay. That's
good
okay.
Lord. You've got some voice on you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And, I've been doing it for a while now.
How long have you been doing it?
Oh, sure. Since I was a lad. Yeah.
Were you a good singer in school? Is that the idea?
I was always. Yeah. I was. I like to sing. Yeah, part of the old family thing is music, all right. You know, so it was always in the genes, I suppose. So, worked in Dublin for a while and had the voice trained there. And just always stuck at it then, like to do some gigs. Was part of the All Priest Show one time in Dublin.
Were you?
Going back a few years ago. And then sort of that broke up as a lot of the priests got older and weren't able for it. So I like to do a bit of singing, basically, and that's it. And sometimes at weddings or funerals or whatever, mass on Sunday, I sing, and that's it, yeah.
So whose wedding was this now that we were listening to there?
This was a girl from Dublin, Leah, and her partner, her husband now, was from Cookstown in County Tyrone. And they were working from the parish here at all. So normally, if it was a local wedding, the couple would say, yeah, maybe, will you sing a song? And I say, yeah, sure, yeah. But this couple didn't know I sung at all. So the reason I think they chose Oldcastle here in County Meath was because they had the venue booked for their afters in the Crover House Hotel, which is about 10 miles from here in Mount Nugent. So at the wedding rehearsal on Thursday evening last, she was telling me the music, Sun Ministry, Sunlight Ministry, they were singing, they were beautiful girls singing. And then I said, sure, maybe I'll give you an old song myself, you know?
Yeah.
And she kind of smiled and went, oh, yeah, right, okay. So that was it. So then I got put on my track for Leonard Cohen and sung, and that's where it took off.
Just at the end of the, just at the end of the ceremony?
The mass was over, the wedding ceremony was over itself. Yeah. We were just about to have the final prayers and blessing and go over and do the civil part of the ceremony, yeah.
And when you sang the song, what sort of response did you get in the church?
The response was quite amazing. I think there was some standing ovations in it as well, and there was a big cheer and a roar, and because initially when I started singing, and I'd be looking down, so I'd see the faces, and you kind of see the heads going, where's that coming from? Is he? No, he's miming. No, he's not. He is. And then when, of course, I mentioned the names, Lee and Chris, yeah, he is actually singing this, you know, so that's kind of how it builds up.
I tell you something, it's really lovely. I enjoyed it tremendously because weddings can be so dull.
And yeah, well, they can, you know.
You know yourself. I mean, geez,
it's important, though, to make it as comfortable and as enjoyable in the church part as well,
yeah,
for the couple, you know. So.
And the Hallelujah, obviously, did you make the lyrics up, though?
I had a wedding up in Enniskillen going back about 4 or 5 years ago, and there was a group singing that song. It was around the time when that was, remember, the big song from the X Factor, GLS came second or something. I can't remember. Was it Alexander
Burke? Yeah, that's
Burke,
right.
Yeah. And that was a big song. And I think the wedding was around that time, and the group sung that, and they put in the words of the bride and groom. So after they did the wedding, I went over to them and said, would you have a copy of that, you know? So they gave me a copy. So then I had to find now, I says, where am I going to get a backing track that suits my voice and the key? So I listened to a few, and then the backing track is actually JLS about backing track. So don't tell them I
stole. I'll say nothing.
Say nothing.
Whereabouts are you from originally, Ray?
I'm originally from Turles Pass in County Westmeath, yeah.
Tyrrell's Pass, I know, because on the road to Galway for years.
On the road to Galway, yeah.
I hate to say that. They're probably sick of that in Tyrrell. You're probably sick of that in Tyrrell's
Pass. We're bypassed now. We have more quieter there, yeah.
It's a bit quieter.
Yeah.
So how long have you been a priest?
25 years now in about 2 months.
Right. And what age are you?
60.
60. So what, did you come to the priesthood quite late?
I was. I worked in, as the fellas is, in the civil service for about 10 years, 10 or 11 years in Dublin, yeah.
And was that enough to drive you to the priesthood?
No, I enjoyed that. You know, going back those times, Ryan, it was, you know, you got a comfortable job, a good pensionable job in the civil service, and that was it. You were secure for life.
Yeah.
Not anymore, I suppose. But
anyway. you are now in the priesthood.
I am indeed, yeah. Yeah, I'm quite happy.
Was it a big decision for you to join?
Well, it was a decision over a couple of years, you know. I think I remember at the time, you remember John Paul II came to Ireland in 1979, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And a few of us in Dublin went over to Rome in 1980 as sort of a return visit with the Irish Catholic Youth Council. And there was a number of us, actually, over 1,000 people went. And in our group, about 50, there was about 3 or 4 guys actually went on to be priests afterwards. So whether that had an influence as well or not, only the Lord knows, but anyway.
So it's the John Paul effect, if you like.
Could be for a few people. Canonized now shortly.
Yeah, indeed. And will you go over for that?
Unfortunately won't be able to get over for that. No.
Okay.
No,
yeah. No. And how are you feeling about Pope Francis?
He's good. Yeah, quite happy. He's a good man. Good man. Yeah.
He seems to be doing it.
Sounds good so far. Anyway.
Is that a text or a phone call coming?
That's my mobile on charge. A text coming in.
Father Kelly does a fab version of Summertime. He used to sing it to us in St. Michael's School in Navan.
That's many years ago now, yeah. I was chaplain there in Loretto and Michael's, yeah.
And you'd give that a whack out, would you?
Oh, now?
Yeah, give us a few bars of Summertime. Come on. At
10, quarter past 9 in the morning.
Summertime.
And the living is easy. Catfish are jumping. And the cotton is high. I'll go on.
Your daddy's rich.
And your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Well done, Father Ray Kelly. But you've got a super voice, and you know, I've interviewed the three priests, you know, the lads up in...
That's right, yeah.
Lovely man, actually.
Other nice guy, great guy.
Yeah, good company. I could see you as a kind of the solo version of that.
Could you?
Yeah, could you see yourself doing that? Would you love to do a bit of recording?
I would love to, yeah. Well, I have done a couple of albums just for charity kind of things and all that, but I would love to do it a bit more, yeah. But, you know, to kind of find the balance between my priesthood, my parish, and doing that as well, yeah.
Well, those fellas have found that balance. I'm sure you'd find it.
Yeah.
Do you celebrate Mass every Sunday in Meath, in Oldcastle?
I do indeed, yeah.
And
yeah.
Do you always include a song or two?
I usually do, yeah.
And do you pick, are they always...
There'd be more religious theme to them, but sometimes it depends really on the theme of the liturgy as well, you know.
So would you pick a song that might have might not be overtly religious but has a nice easy going song
to it? Absolutely, yeah.
What sort of thing? I'm not asking you to sing
for example
it.
Charlie Lansbury Is My Forever Friend,
yeah.
That's a nice one. Can I just see there's something to do, a version of Amazing Grace or How
lovely.
Great Thou Art.
Oh, lovely,
those,
yeah.
Those kind of stuff, yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
one of my favourite songs in terms of peace is Peace in the Valley by Elvis Presley? I don't know if you've heard
that. Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's a gorgeous piece.
Yeah, it's nice.
Do you play an instrument as well?
No. Used to try the guitar a little bit, but didn't bother pursuing it.
You don't need it, I think. I think your voice is the instrument of choice there.
Well, I think that's the way I kind of feel sometimes. Yeah. I feel if I had a guitar and I was singing, I'd be a bit inhibited or something. Yeah. And I like to express myself in the song as well as I can, you know.
Oh, somebody says, I went to watch the clip of Father Ray Kelly singing last night and it was so beautiful it made me cry. Well done. Another says, Father Kelly does a fab version of Summertime, which we did. Father Ray sang at my friend's wedding, Linda Gilsonen.
Oh, that's about 3 weeks ago, yeah.
3 weeks ago, all of us, the bridesmaids, were swaying, and he was brilliant, and he got a standing ovation.
That's right, yeah.
Father Ray married us 12 years ago in Kilmessan. Such a gent, says Olivia and Derek. Father Ray sounds awesome. I'm not even engaged, but if I'm ever going to, I want him to do my wedding.
There you are. Business is coming in fast.
I was going to say, do you operate in the field of hope?
In a field of?
Hope.
For?
For those who are hopeful but not yet engaged.
Oh, yes, there's always love out there.
There's someone for everyone, I've known
that
much.
That's for sure.
Karen says, Father Ray is a great singer and made our wedding day in January 2012 in Oldcastle. All that travelled were shocked by how witty and what a great singer he is. Keep on going. I look forward to meeting you, which I'd say we will do very soon.
Okay, look forward to it, Ryan. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we'll be in touch with you about that. In the meantime, have a great old day and a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for taking our call this morning.
You too. God bless. Take care.
Thanks for now.
Bye.